Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the ATA Incorporated Fiscal Year 2016 Third Quarter Financial Results Conference Call. My name is Tawanda, and I will be your coordinator for today. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. If at any time you require operator assistance, please press star followed by zero, and the coordinator will be happy to assist you. I would now like to turn the conference over to Caroline Son, Senior Associate. Please proceed.
Thanks, Tawanda, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Copies of the press release announcing ATA's fiscal 2016 third quarter results are available at the IR section of the company's website at www.atai.net.cn. As a part of this conference call, the company has an accompanying slide presentation available on its website. You're also welcome to contact our office at 212-836-9600, and we would be happy to send you a copy. In addition, a replay of this broadcast will be made available at ATA's website for the next 90 days. Before we get started, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call and any accompanying information discussed herein contains certain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Safe Harbor provision of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Although the company believes that the expectations reflected in its forward-looking statements are reasonable as of today, those statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause the actual results to differ dramatically from those projected. There can be no assurance that those expectations will prove to be correct. Information about the risks associated with investing in ATA is included in its filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which we encourage you to review before making an investment decision. The company does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements as a result of new information, future events, changes in market conditions, or otherwise, except as required by law. Regarding the disclaimer language, I would also like to refer you to slide two of the conference call presentation for further information. All U.S. dollar amounts in this conference call relating to financial results for the company's most recent quarter ended December 31st, 2015, are converted from RMB using an exchange rate of 6.4778 RMB to one U.S. dollar, the noon buying rate as of December 31st, 2015. All historical conversions are accurate as of the time reported unless otherwise noted. The company reports its financial results under U.S. GAAP and RMB, and all percentages calculated in the presentation are based on RMB unless otherwise noted. For those of you following along with the accompanying PowerPoint presentation, there is an overview of the company on slide three. The company's interim CFO, Ms. Shelly Jiang, will provide an overview of operational and financial highlights for third quarter 2016, beginning with slide four. The company's Chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma, will then discuss ATA's outlook and growth strategy for the remainder of fiscal year 2016 before opening the floor for questions. With that, I'll turn the call over to ATA's interim CFO, Ms. Shelly Jiang. Please go ahead, Shelly.
Thank you, Caroline, and welcome, everyone. Today, I will provide an overview of our operating and financial highlights and then briefly discuss our outlook for fiscal year 2016. I will begin on slide five, which lists some of our operating highlights for third quarter 2016. We were pleased to deliver record results in third quarter 2016. ATA's fiscal third quarter has historically been our strongest due to the timing of our clients' exams. During third quarter 2016, we delivered approximately 5.1 million billable tests, which compares to about 2.6 million in the prior year period. This increase was primarily due to the change in timing of the CPA exam, which took place in third quarter 2016 versus the second quarter in the prior fiscal year. Increased exam volumes from the new Front Practitioner Certification exam and the National Patent Agent Qualification exam also contributed to overall exam volume growth during the period. In October 2015, ATA successfully delivered the computer-based CPA exam for the fourth consecutive year. The exam saw record volumes with over 1.9 million exams taken across China and the Hong Kong and Macau special administrative regions, surpassing last year's 1.6 million exams delivered. We recently announced ATA's engagement as a service provider for the first computer-based National Tax Advisor Occupational Qualification Exam, which is scheduled to be delivered February 27 to 28, 2016. ATE has a proven record of successfully transitioning exams from traditional paper and pen formats to a technology-based platform, and it continues to be an area we are exploring as we work to grow our core testing services business. We are working closely with the China Certified Tax Agents Association on ensuring a smooth exam process later this month. During the period, we also continued to make progress on our wholly owned subsidiary, ATA Online New Dirt Ball Listing, which Kevin will provide more background on shortly. Moving on to financial highlights for third quarter 2016, as shown on slide 6, we reported net revenues of RMB 2021.4 million and beat our net revenue guidance range for the period. Excluding the city exam, net revenues increased 18.7% to RMB 146.1 million in third quarter 2016 from RMB 123 million in the prior year period, primarily due to revenue contributions from the previously mentioned Fund Practitioner's Certification Exam and National Patent Agent Qualification Exam. Gross margin was 49.5% for third quarter 2016, compared to 52.1% in the prior fiscal quarter. The decrease in gross margin was primarily due to costs for certain client exams being recognized in third quarter 2016, while corresponding revenues will be recognized in fourth quarter 2016. Given its strong results for the first three quarters of fiscal year 2016, the company is raising its net revenue guidance and narrowing its non-GAAP net income guidance for fiscal year 2016, which I will discuss in further detail later on this call. On the next slide, we break out revenues for third quarter 2016 and the first 9 months of fiscal year 2016 by our businesses, which can be broken down broadly into two areas, testing services and test preparation and training solutions. Testing services accounted for about 94.9% of our revenues in third quarter 2016. On the next slide, we provide a breakdown of the company's financial results for the third quarter. As this information has been fully detailed in our earnings release, I won't repeat the numbers here, but I'm happy to take any questions on this information during Q&A. On slide 9, we provide a summary of the company's financial results for the first 9 months of fiscal year 2016. Gross profit was RMB 188.2 million, a 19.1% increase from RMB 158.1 million in the prior fiscal period. Gross margin for the first 9 months of fiscal 2016 remained flat at 50.5% compared to 51% in the prior year period. Net income was RMB 41.4 million for the first 9 months of fiscal year 2016, or diluted earnings per ADS of RMB 1.8. an 8.9% increase from RMB 38.1 million in the prior fiscal period. Moving to slide 10, we provide a supplemental chart of quarterly numbers adjusted for share-based compensation expense, and foreign currency exchange gains or losses. Excluding this item, adjusted net income for third quarter 2016 was RMB 51.4 million or US dollar 7.9 million compared to RMB 21.8 million in the prior year period. Diluted earnings per ADS during third quarter 2016 on a non-GAAP basis were RMB 2.24 compared to RMB 0.94 in the prior year period. Adjusted net income for the first 9 months of fiscal year 2016 was RMB 50.7 million or US dollar 7.8 million compared to RMB 41.5 million in the prior year period, and the diluted earnings per ADS on a non-GAAP basis was RMB 2.2 or US dollar 0.34. We continue to be supported by free cash flow and a solid balance sheet, which we've highlighted on slide 11. As of December 31st, 2015, we had about US dollar 43.8 million in cash and cash equivalents. We have no long-term debt or short-term borrowings and continue to follow the strict cost structure that has served us well over the past several years. In September 2015, the company continued a steady tradition of giving back to its shareholders through repurchases by authorizing the repurchase of up to US dollar 3 million of its issued and outstanding ADS from time to time in open market and privately negotiated transactions. By January 26, 2016, the company had completed this share repurchase plan under which it repurchased 567,132 ADS at an average stock price of US dollar 5.29. As shown on slide 12, we expect fourth quarter 2016 net revenues will be in the range of RMB 43 million to RMB 48 million. As announced in yesterday's earnings release, we are raising our fiscal 2016 net revenue guidance range to between RMB 410 million and RMB 420 million. From the previously provided range of RMB 360 million and RMB 380 million. We have also narrowed our non-GAAP net income guidance range to between RMB 29 million and RMB 34 million. Please keep in mind that this guidance is based on our own internal projections, and we will continue to evaluate our projections on an ongoing basis. With that, I'd like to turn it over to our Chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma, to provide some more details on our growth strategy and outlook for fiscal year 2016 and beyond.
Thank you, Shirley. Slide 14 lists our overall growth strategies. I'm very proud of the results yielded by the hard work of the entire ATA organization thus far in fiscal year 2016. We have already made a great deal of progress on our goal of growing our core testing services business, and we'll continue looking to take advantage of the ongoing shift from PEP-based testing to computer-based testing as we explore additional opportunities to utilized our extensive data bank to enhance ATS value to clients and test takers alike. A few weeks ago, we announced that during the recently completed bidding process, ATA was not selected to be the service provider for the computer-based ACC exam during calendar years 2016 and 2017. We are naturally disappointed in this result. However, we remain confident in the superiority of our service offerings and our ability to secure new business, which has made a strong showing in fiscal year 2016. We don't expect the loss of the ACC exam to impact our fiscal year 2016 results. And as Shelley mentioned earlier, given our strong third quarter 2016, ATA is raising its net revenue guidance for fiscal year 2016. We continued to progress on our new third border listing efforts and are pleased that in just a few months, ATA Online was able to gain the necessary approval for its shares to officially be listed on the new third board. We believe this listing in China will enable organizations in China with whom we conduct the majority of our business to more readily organize ATA as a Chinese company and be more willing to partner with us. It will also increase ATA's brand exposure to the general Chinese public. With the official listing of ATA Online shares on the new Seoul board, we recently announced the subsidiary plan for private placement of no more than 16,760,000 common shares of ATA Online stock, which represents approximately 30% of ATA Online's current shares outstanding prior to the private placement. Priced at RMB 22.55 per common share, we expect to raise no more than RMB 377.9 million, or approximately $57.5 million at the current exchange rates. The funds from this private placement are expected to be used towards ATA Online's business development efforts, improving its operating efficiency and plans for further growth. Following this private placement, ATA will still own a substantial majority of the outstanding equity interest of the testing service business, about 76.9%, and will continue to consolidate the financial results of the business into ATA. The company also announced that Mr. Zhi Leitong, founder and chairman of Chinese All Digital Publishing Group Corporation Limited, or ChineseAll.com, a leading digital publishing company in China, was appointed to ATA's board of directors as a new director on February 17, 2016. Mr. Tong founded the Chinese All.com in 2000, and we feel his years of experience in digital publishing industry in China will prove valuable to ATA as we continue working to move forward with this same type of change by transitioning traditional paper-based exams and assessments to our advanced technology-based platform. To conclude, we were very pleased to beat our financial projections for third quarter 2016 and continue working to expand our strategic alliance and investments, seeking ways in which we can enhance ATS value to our shareholders. With that, operator, let's open it up for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. If your question has been answered or you would like to withdraw your question, simply press star followed by 2. You may press star 1 to begin, and please stand by. Your first question comes from the line of John Zhang. Please proceed.
Hello, everyone. I have two questions. The first, what's the impact of the loss of the Financial Security Association as a clamp down the company going forward? Could you also give some color on fiscal year 2017 financials? Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your question. As we mentioned earlier, we are disappointed with the loss of the SAT contract. However, on the other hand, we feel encouraged that it reflects the general acceptance of computer-based testing is increasing and the market is growing. With our first-mover advantage and our strengths, which are solid operational experiences, over 3,000 test centers all over the China, flexible testing technologies, and our psychometric assessment capabilities, we remain optimistic of our business going forward. So, regarding our fiscal year 2017, we have gained a number of new clients this year, such as we mentioned before, from practitioners, certification exam, national tax advisor, occupational qualification exam, and national patent and agent qualification exam. We shall work closely with this association to grow the test volume. We are also working on a number of prospective clients covering testing, test preparation, and training and online continued education services. So combining the growth of existing clients and the signing of new clients, we believe we can make up a significant portion, if not all, of the volume loss resulting from the SAT contract in the coming year. We anticipate to complete our fiscal year 2017 budget in March, so we think we will be ready to share more with you in our fiscal year 2016 Q4 and full year earnings call in May 2016. Thank you for your question.
I got it. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Manny Stupakis with the Market's Edge. Please proceed.
Thanks for taking my call. Actually, my question would be a couple questions. First of all, could the management or Mr. Ma just briefly talk about right now the share ownership, structure of the company? We noticed that in a recent 13D file, Mr. Ma has purchased roughly 33% of the total outstanding shares of the company at a price of $9.50 per ADS from previous shareholder. And we just want to, I'm just curious about the current ownership structure of the company. This is my first question. My second question would be, this is my first question. Thanks.
Okay. For the share ownership, like what you said, that we can see the filing of the 13D by Kevin Ma. And after these changes, the ownership is Kevin Ma will hold over 44% of our whole shares, outstanding shares, and our management will hold around 5% of the total outstanding shares. So if we combine the Kevin Ma and our senior management shares, that will be around 49% of the total outstanding shares. That's the major shareholders.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Jiang Yan. 喂, Jiang Yan.
Hey, Ma Zong.
就是我没听懂他的这个问题，就是说，是关于美国那部分还是关于新三板的？
Hey, Dan, I'm talking about the U.S. outstanding shares.
Oh,
yeah, American outstanding
shares.
那好的，是美国的。那没问题，好的，
OK,
嗯。哎，好。
Thank you. So, just a follow up. Actually, any other like a significant institutional holders for the company?
I think the major institution investor is the GIC, the Singapore Investment of government. Their share around 5% of the total of the shares.
Okay, thanks. So my second question would be the company announced announced that the ATA Online is planning to do a private placement in a new 3 board in China, and with no more than $57.5 million worth of private placement. And I'm just curious, after the what's the right now the schedule of this private placement, and after the placement, I'm assuming that ATA in the U.S., ATAI, will consolidate the cash raised from that private placement. And if that's the case, then the cash balance of ATAI would be close to $100 million. Am I correct?
Oh, yes. Yes, you are correct. So about the valuation of the private placement plan, we will raise no more than the RMB 378 million. So the total valuation of the ATA Online, that is the new global entity, and that will be around RMB 1.6 billion. After we raising the capital from the new debt board, our cash balance of the ATA Inc. will increase the same balance. That means because by the end of year, December 31st, our balance is around 280 million RMB. So plus the additional funding around 378, that will be over 600 million RMB balance in of our cash balance.
Okay. That's very helpful. My last question. I'm sorry.
thank you.
We noticed that Mr. Tong Zhi Wei has been appointed as a new director to the board of directors, and I'm just curious. So, is the company in the foreseeable future is gonna expand or establish any business relationship with the China All Digital company, which is a China Asia listed company?
Um, Mr. Chong has more experience in revolutionizing on the publishing industry in China. And of course, we expect that not only he will bring the his personal industry experience in our company, also that maybe we can seek some business opportunities in the future.
Thank you. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1. Your next question is a follow-up from the line of John Zhang. Please proceed.
Hello. My second question is, could you provide more information about valuation and this private placement plan? And what's the benefit to the shareholders of the ATA Inc.?
Okay, thank you for the question. I think about the valuation, I have answered on the last question raised by another sir. So I will answer the second question. After the private placement, ATA will still own a substantial majority of the outstanding equity interest of ATA Online. That is representing around 77%, and ATA Inc. will continue to consolidate the financial results of the business into ATA. Regarding the benefits, ATA Inc. Investors will be benefited from our dividend distribution and capital appreciation after ATA Online listed in New Zealand. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And with no further questions in queue, I would now like to hand the conference over to Kevin Ma for closing remarks.
Thanks again to all of you for joining us. If anyone has questions for us, please feel free to reach out directly to us or our investor relations firm, the Equity Group. We look forward to speaking with you all again during our fourth quarter 2016 financial results call. As always, we welcome any visitors to our office in Beijing. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining today's conference. That concludes the presentation. You may now disconnect. Have a great day.